Jeff, what impressed you most about that tonight?
Oh, it was getting out of the box early. You know, Lucas, well, I think he got the first 8 points. And we know that they've got some really good scorers, so I was pretty pleased with our defence to half time they had 32 points. So we have the ability to get after teams and really lock people down just with our personnel, and I thought the guys were really switched on to do that tonight.
The energy and the intent was evident from the very get-go.
Yeah, and that's the starters have done a good job the last couple a game doing that, just getting their mind focused and ready to play. And you come out and you start that way, gives you a good direction. And I didn't think we were like that in Cairns. I thought we'd look more blasé about it. So it's good to get the guys really locking in on the defensive end to start the game.
How nice was it to have the whole week in Perth, no travel, work on some things on the practice court? Did that
Yeah, well, I suppose you have the little bit of a break to the draws worked out our way at the start. We're going to get tailed in pretty hard at the back where we've got double headers. So, you know, we've got an older team. And it's good to give them a bit of rest and to get them up for the one game. We can do that all season, be happy. But we'll see how we go.
Spoken about Waxy a few times, but can you talk about his energy?
Yeah, just he's locked on. He's really embraced his role. And look, to start off the pre-season, Waxy was really number 11. He really came in to take Sean's position. And pre-season with DC not cleared and Angus come back for the Boomers with some injuries. And Matty got injured, so it was an opportunity. And he's grabbed it with both hands. And he's playing great basketball, and we'll back him all the way through. He's matured that year off. We might have matured him a little bit because he's playing some good basketball at the moment.
And a good chance for some extended minutes with DC tonight. What did you say?
Yeah, look, we knew early in the week that DC would play some, so it was really his opportunity to, with his strength and speed, to give some quality minutes out on the court. It's always different on the training track than the bright lights. So I'm happy that we can get some minutes underneath him now and really get him going.
Just enjoy looking at the box scores after game 11, just seeing the even spread, points, rebounds, assists, the whole lot across the board.
Yeah, look, we got an unselfish team. It's not somebody that cries out to have 15 to 20 shots a game. You know, we're not high maintenance that way. And that's how the team's built. You know, it's pass to the open man. If you don't pass to the open man, there's trouble. So, and the guys embrace it, and they can all score, and it's not, one person going to light it up every night, and that's how the team gets better, to find out where the ball needs to go. And we're starting to evolve that way. We're unselfish and making great decisions out there, and that's our challenge right now, to get better at it.
That challenge includes hitting the road now for
take the Red Army with us?
Yeah.
You all right? Oh, look, that's... this now we've had a good stand at home, so now the challenge is to bring that on the road with, you know, all the distractions that come with it, the hostile environment, the travel, the overseas, customs, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it'll be a good challenge for us to see if we can maintain that level.
Lucas, a bit on you. Just comment on where you're at as opposed to
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I've had a bit to do with Andrew on and off since I came into the NBL back with Melbourne, and scrap heap was probably a good word if that's what he said. I mean, I'd like to put all that behind me now, and I know a lot of people ask me and a lot of people talk about it, like, oh, the position you're in last year and the turnaround, whatever, but, you know, that's done now, and you know, it was what it was, and like Trev said, it was a good chance for me to mature, and I see the game in a different way now, I guess, but I'm just focused on this year and what I'm doing now with the team, and, you know, if that's what had to happen for me to get here, then so be it, but I just keep moving forward.
Talk about Sean, how you were travelling, playing and training, and playing one league,
across the other side of the country and coming back and talking about how that set you up for this year.
Yeah, luckily I only had to do that twice, but it was a fair way to go. But, you know, like I said, twice. And
not too many direct flights.
Not too many direct flights, Perth to Mackay. But, yeah, it was tough to sort of, you know, the last weekend was a Friday, Saturday, Sunday game and then into practice on Monday. So, you know, I'd been prepared. I didn't really take any days off during the off-season, so I was fine. I've, you know, looking after myself well and not really an issue. Oh yeah, it was good. You know, I had a really big role up there. That's what you mean, you know, up in Mackay. Yeah, so I had a really big role up there, and you know, a lot of the weight fell on my shoulder. So that was good. You know, trying to help a team out and help younger guys and carry a bulk of the load, and just good for my confidence too.
Trev, 4 in a row at home. The club hasn't done that very often in its history. How significant is it to have that sort of record
behind? Not really. From last year is last year, you know, that was a great finish to the season. This is a new group, so it's a nice one to have for you guys, but it doesn't really come into conversation for us.
It's the belief at home is that you feel going against game, you just feel like
you're not going to lose. Yeah, well, we know we're pretty good defensively. If we lock on defensively like we've got Damo and JP are elite defenders, and the guy next to me is pretty damn good too, and then you've got Bryce has got the quickness and Gus in the middle, so there's a good combination there on the defensive end. So when we lock in and get after it like we do, we cause some trouble. So that's a strength of ours, and hopefully it'll continue.
JP hobbled off again early in the game, looked pretty strapped. Is that ankle causing any issues from last week?
I haven't heard anything from the medical, so he went back on late in the game. No one told me he's not playing, so everything's fine there. Yeah, look, we got a couple of DPs there, Mason and Reese. You know, they got some good minutes in the preseason, so they can play at that level. Just if their number gets called, you know, anything can happen. Last year, we know what happened after about the four games. We lost 3 point guards and we had no point guard. So that's just a dynamic. And when you get them an opportunity to give them a taste in the bright lights, it's well and truly worth investing in that. More important, we win the game.
Yeah. when you're up by a long way, are you looking at getting them, investing in them, or releasing the pressure on the older guys?
All the above. Yeah, all the above.
Coach, I feel like we're asking you this at every press conference.
Yep.
Where's Matty at? How is
he? Yeah, look, we'll establish that this weekend. So we get Matty some time off just to give him a bit of drip, breathing space, and we'll visit it on the weekend to find out where he's at. So we'll go from there. I can't give you any more information that I don't know.
Are the concerns very long term
now? Oh, look, we're sending him across to Melbourne a couple of times in the last few years, you know, especially last year, just to have that test and retest it again after the grand final, and came back, he was smarter this time than last time. So it's A-OK. But look at... We'll take everything where it's at. You know, we won't shy away from hard decisions to make. If we just got to be in a take the emotion out of it and make the right decision, and time will tell us that.
That includes next week. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, we haven't even discussed it right now.
Can you tell us what his emotions are like?
Yeah, he needs a little bit of time for himself, which is great. So we'll cover off on the weekend, and hopefully he's on the court Monday.
He wasn't here anyway tonight.
No, we just say go away and get away and have a mini break. So otherwise there are too many reporters asking questions. Otherwise you can just relax.